Bhaskaragiri has an analogy where she compares mindfulness to a dam across a river. This goes against our usual picture of mindfulness as being an open, allowing state of mind that allows everything to flow. But her understanding of mindfulness is closer to what the Buddha talked about. It's a kind of restraint, or it's a way of exercising a restraint over the mind. You keep in mind the fact that you want to stay with a particular topic, like the body, or feelings, or the mind. And within that framework, you remember what to do with whatever comes up. If something unskillful comes up, you try to get rid of it, or at least turn it into something skillful. If there's something skillful there, you try to encourage it. You're not just letting things arise and pass away on their own. You're actually trying to give rise to skillful things and make sure they don't pass away. And it's putting up a dam on any river. In the process of putting it up, you learn a lot about the currents in the river. You want to keep the mind with the breath, and all of a sudden you find yourself someplace else. What's important there is that you take a very matter-of-fact attitude toward that and just bring it back. Stay with the breath again. But the next time around, try to be a little bit more alert to when the warning signs come that the mind is going to go off, and do what you can to counteract them. Like there may be a little twitching or stirring someplace in the body, which corresponds to a little twitching or stirring in the mind. And if you can breathe through it, you've diffused it, at least for the time being. The quicker you can get at this process, catching the mind in time, the more you're going to learn about the currents of the mind, how a decision gets made. We're talking today about a knee jerk, or I guess what you might call an elbow jerk reaction. You lift up your arm. The image of the watch comes into your mind. You lift up your arm to look at the time. It makes you think about how many times you do that in the course of the day without even thinking about it, which is just like letting the river flow. But now you've put up a dam, and so you begin to notice things in the mind you didn't notice before. You begin to realize there are many layers in the mind, just like many layers of currents in a deep river. And if the dam isn't strong, you're not going to see them. John Fuang had a student one time complain that the more she meditated, the more of a mess her mind seemed to be. And he says, because you're seeing things that were there all the time, but you didn't notice them. He said it was like cleaning your room. If you don't dust your room every day, you never see how many layers of dust there are on the furniture or whatever. Because the dust is already there. If the new dust comes, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make much difference. But if you dusted it every day, wiped it down every day, then the least little bit of dust that came there, you'd see immediately. It would look appalling. So your standards change. And you can see things that are a lot more refined going on in the mind. And you're not going to like a lot of what you see. But just accept that fact. Again, take a very matter-of-fact attitude toward that. That this is the way the mind has been all along. You're trying to uncover things. So don't be afraid to see things that you don't like that are in there. After all, if you don't see them, how are you going to deal with them? They're just going to stay there. The other part of having a dam across the river is then you can direct the water in the direction you want it to go. In this case, you're trying to direct it towards concentration. And here again, it requires mindfulness to remember what works in getting the mind to stay with the breath. When you finally get a sense of ease and well-being with the breath, what you do with it, how you let it soak through the body, seep through the body, and keep watch over it. here the currents of the mind are headed in one thing. And when the currents of the mind are concentrated like this, they can wash a lot of things away. So even though the image of the dam seems a little bit restricted, it's there for a good purpose. Because otherwise your mind is just all over the place. It's a passage in the canon that compares a mind with hindrances to a river that has lots of outlets. And the river doesn't have any strength. Because the water just goes flowing off in all directions. But if you focus it on one spot, it has a lot of force. So we're going to use this force to clean up what's in the mind. You're going to find things you don't like in the mind, but they're not going to stay there. It's in fact, the fact that you see them is the first step toward washing them away. Trying to understand when you have greed for something or lust for something or anger for something, there are many layers going on. Again, like many layers of currents in the river. There's what you see as immediately appealing about that object. And even with the object of anger, there's something about that's appealing to feel anger about it. And then there's another layer of appeal. Why do you like seeing that as attractive? These layers get more and more subtle, but it's the really subtle ones that are going to matter. Those are the, I might say, the lizard brain communications that go through the mind. They're very quick, very subtle, and if you haven't been training your mind to keep it with one object and bring it back when it wanders off, you're not going to see them. But if you have, you will see them. Then you begin to realize how much these little images that go through the mind, like subliminal images on TV, have a huge impact. The more stillness you have, and this is what the dam does for you, it allows the water to stop. And then you direct it where you want it to go. The more stillness you have, the more you're going to see the subtle things. So it's through standing in the way of these things that we learn about them. If you just go with the flow, everything is a flow. And all the currents get mingled together. Whereas the Buddha says, if you really want to understand things, you have to learn how to separate them. In the sense of seeing, well, this functions in that way, and that functions in this way, and this perception feeds on that perception. They're interconnected, but they are somewhat distinct. And you want to see them as separate from you. That's how I said you get past ignorance. You learn how to see things in the senses and all the processes around the senses as something separate. So there are many currents to see here. And the more stillness you have, the better. To change the analogy, it's like being in charge of a large corporation and suddenly realizing that the different workers have power centers and ways of making decisions that you didn't know about at all. They were making independent decisions without really consulting you. And they were skewing the information that was coming up from the lower levels of the organization. So you'd be inclined to see things in a certain way and would automatically make decisions in a certain way. But now you're getting to wander around and learning the politics inside and see where the misinformation is coming from. And it can be somewhat upsetting or embarrassing to realize how much you've allowed things to go astray inside your corporation. But at least you're cleaning things out. And right there, there's hope. In the same way, putting a dam across the river of the currents of your mind in the beginning feels constricting. Because things don't flow as they normally did. But as you learn how to direct the flow of the mind in a new direction, you'll see a lot of things you didn't see before, and you can clear up a lot of messes that you didn't even know were there. So as you build this dam of mindfulness in your mind, make sure that it's solid. Be in a good foundation, the foundation of the precepts, the foundations of right view. And that way you'll be like the image in the Dhammapada, is the irrigators who direct the flow of the water. You learn how to direct the flow of the mind. You build a dam and then you open a channel in the right direction. And you'll get the water to do what you want.